Okay, so we'll start off with a quick overview of the minutes. I think to sum up the last meeting would be to say the requirements that we've set out. Those are, we're going to go for what seemed to be a fairly minimal design based on a small joystick, LCD, and a couple of other buttons for navigation with power being, I suppose, one of the main single-purpose buttons. We were also going to use the novelty of being able to locate the remote control again via a small transmitter opening up, the idea to try and separate us. And also, because of the minimal design, it looks like we'll be able to be fairly adventurous in the actual physical shape of our remote control, with any luck. I think that sums up the last one. So we'll just crack on. I'd like to maybe start with the industrial designer, if it's possible. Today is the meeting is the conceptual design phase, and is and is to cover things like what parts might be made of. Outsource these from elsewhere, and will we have to construct any items ourselves?
I have a presentation, maybe I'll just say the end of
it. Yeah, okay, well, I'll just load it up then. Which one? Interface concept?
No, that's me.
That's you. We've got train watching, that's
you. Components design?
Components design. Okay.
Oh, actually. So, the case, well, that's what I wrote. First of all, it could be plastic, hard plastic. But later on, we found out that it can be rubber as well, or titanium, or even wood. So, I've decided what it's going to be. Probably plastic. We need the infrared transmitter. Get that off the shelf. Joystick will probably, if we're going to use it, could be plastic or rubber even as well. If you go on to the next slide, if you go on to findings, it's like two or three slides down. Right, so this is what I found we can use. Three different types of batteries. Can either use a hand dynamo or the kinetic type ones, you know, that they use in watches, or else a solar powered one.
The kinetic one,
because
that's the one where like the movement involves
yeah.
it. The battery for a watch wouldn't require a lot of power. Would be my one query. Is a kinetic one going to be able to supply enough power?
The watch moves around a great deal more.
Yeah, I don't think it would. And solar cells, I don't know about that.
Bring it inside.
We should probably just use conventional batteries. Just like a neutral remote controls.
Which I suppose as well would allow us to go off the shelf again, you'd say?
Yeah. And these are three different types of shapes you can have. One is a flat one, and then more original ones are a single curved one or one with a double curved. And the materials are there, as you can see, but you can't have a titanium one for a double curved.
Titanium, they're really strong metal?
Yeah.
Is it
and
also expensive?
I think so as well. They meant bikes as well. So it's really light as well.
Curious, I don't know if you'd be able to off the top of your head or not, the single curved and double curved. Would you be able to give an example? Could you maybe draw something? It doesn't have to be perfect, it's just because I'm not quite sure if I understand the difference between the two.
someone can use it quite easily. I don't exactly double curved. It probably means this is probably double curved. Whereas a single curved would be like that, I guess. Turned up, so.
So it might literally just be
two curves, is it?
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Whereas this is two curves. So I guess that's what they mean by double curve. Which else, it looks better than a single curve, but becomes a little bit titanium, which is a nice material. And for the buttons, you can have the scroll wheel, which they use in mouses for PCs, but it requires a more expensive chip to use, and if you want to use LCD, it's a bit more expensive. So, if you decide, just trade offs there. If you want the buttons to be, oh yeah, if you have a double curved controller and it's rubber, then you have to use rubber buttons as well. But you're gonna have, I reckon you're gonna have to have a number keypad anyway. For the amount of channels these days, you wouldn't want to just have to scroll through all the channels to get through what you want, and enter just the number of, if you know it. So. I don't know how to have the number keypad anyway. Do you think?
Okay, that's definitely something we can talk about. So you've got a little bit about the chip that we might require as well.
Yeah. So that's where come and spend money.
Do you have any idea so far, like when we're saying that we need an advanced chip for an LCD, does that should it cost something like a drastic amount, or?
Yeah, an advanced chip for the LCD? Is that the right?
Well, I think compared
yeah.
to say just pressing of buttons.
Advanced like
if you press a button it sends a certain transmission through the infrared, whereas I think if we're controlling the LCD you definitely require a much more powerful chip. Just compared to the chip you would use for pushing buttons, I think, Steve.
Okay.
It's going to be made, if I've not overstepped.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, should I go on or go back?
If we only have £12, 50, 12 euros, not even 12 pounds, 12 euros, what's that, like 8 pounds or something like that?
Well, we'd also be relying on the bulk buying and and such.
Okay, that's
I
good.
Assume we have to look into the cost of those. So, sorry.
The previous slides just explain what's in the internal components of the remote control. If you go to one before that, so it just says what it does. Translate the key press into an infrared signal, and this is received by the TV. The chip just needs to detect the signal, or detect the key press, and then it'll send it to the amplifier.
Okay.
And then the next slide just shows how the copper wires interact with the buttons, the rubber buttons, to get sent to the chip. So that's just how the control works inside. We decide on what buttons we're going to use.
So in the information that you've been supplied, how feasible would you say the idea of using an LCD looks?
I think we can do it if we use conventional batteries and not have solar cells or kinetic. And then maybe use a single curved case, because you might need it to be curved for the thumb to use the joystick easily. And then you'll need the
fancy ship with super capacity. I mean, that sounds like quite a good requirement to me. A conventional battery would seem to make sense. I'm not sure if there's any cost differences between single and double curved, and I don't know about anybody else, but plastic or rubber as a traditional form of casing would seem to be a good way forward.
I'm actually going to be well and go straight for rubber, for reasons of going
okay.
to.
I also have a preference for rubber.
Okay, well,
based on my reasons.
Yeah, well, will we move on to user interface and. Yeah?
Okay.
Sorry, as long as we.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Interface concept.
Yeah. I'm going to have to work between the slides and the whiteboard because I actually have some fairly concrete things. I was given an HTML file giving various ideas from other previous remote control designs, and pretty much said it's just done well. I wasn't very impressed by them, and it didn't seem to really, nothing I saw seemed to meet the sorts of design specifications that we're going for today. So rather than looking at other remotes, it would be better to simply look at the theme in hand and try and figure out a way of laying out the elements we've already decided on, so that the finger is each finger or thumb is wherever it needs to be already. Next slide, if you please. And what we basically decided on was the joystick. Two function buttons and the LCD, just keep it pared down to the absolute minimum. I don't actually think we need the numeric keypad because one of the menus that we could have available via the LCD is one where you scroll through channels. So if there's something good. And bear in mind, since this isn't meant to work for for digital or for cable or whatever, you're basically looking at four or five terrestrial channels, and then the channel for your VCR and or DVD player or set-top box. So it's not I'm not really excessively concerned about that. Because I have two modes: basic mode, where the joysticks. Left right for channels, up down for volume, and menu mode for other functions. The reason I was particularly using rubber for this is if we're going to have a highly ergonomic design, it needs to be ergonomic for left or right-handed people.
Now it's jumping slightly now. That would suggest that double curve design is probably going to be most appropriate then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
What is going to be having, I would say the whole thing articulated at two points, so that if you're handing it from a left or right hand, you can adjust it so that the LCD and the joystick will be in the right place. And also, this is a rather nicer design gimmick that the whole thing it should have sort of organic feel to it, as it should be soft to touch and can be moved around. On to the next slide.
Just to let you know, we'll probably be quite tight for time as well.
Okay.
Because I think you've probably got a lot you'd like to say, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, basically, assuming the hand of unit was sort of this position, holding the remote, the joystick unit should rest over the joint of the forefinger, so that it's directly facing for the thumb, and it would need to
there would need to be a, there would need to be articulated just below that so that it could be switched around for left or right handed users.
Mm.
So you then have a grip section that can be more or less the same irrespective of handedness. You just have two big buttons that cover most of the area, so it can be and the upper part, one for the forefinger, one for the middle finger.
Is this a joystick?
This part here is the joystick. This would be the actual grip, probably where you want to have the battery as well.
Okay.
That would be probably the bulkiest part. And you then have at the bottom the LCD, and this would need to be articulated as well. And basically I want this to rest here right at the base of the wrist, so it fits nicely in the hand, and again, this part could be rotated so it can. So that it can be adjusted to either a left or right handed user. So the top function button in basic mode would be the off switch, and menu mode would be the enter button, and then the bottom function button switches between modes. Now programming it, actually this is one thing I found with the replacement remote control, programming them can be a right pain. So I thought the simplest way of that would be to have a cable to connect it to the computer, fairly simple software on the computer, just so that you, on your home computer, just so that you could program it in a rather more comfortable interface, and you could download programs for it for TVs from all sort of main manufacturers. Though it would be necessary to have a mode for programming it without the computer, just in case there are still people left out there who don't have them yet.
Okay.
That's my idea.
So together with my research, two basic methods. We compare what other people want the remote control to do with all this stuff, how they want it to look cool. And then we research fashion trends in Europe. What's the new black? We found an order of importance. People want the remote control to look cool more than they want it to be cool. I think they want it to do a lot of good stuff. They want it to look like it does a lot. And if it does do a lot, that's a bonus, but they don't care so much, you know. They want it to be, that sounds a bit like a contradiction. Technologically innovative. People want it to be that, but still, they care more about the way it looks than what it does. So like the interface is really important. And easy to use. It just so happens that the second point to the third point is twice as important. I mean, the second point is twice as important as the third point. People want it. It has to be cooler than easy to use, you know, if it has the newest features. Even if it's difficult to use, to prefer it to have the newest features. And if it's easy to use, that's a bonus. The fashion, now this seems a bit odd to me, but fruit and veg is the new black for furniture, for clothes, for shoes. How that relates to remote control, I don't know. But I see, I'll come on to that in the next slide. Spongy, I've been saying everything is a new black, but sponge is a new black as well. So we have the choice between rubber and plastic. If it's a type of rubber that you can squeeze, you know, it's spongy, then
I forgot to mention that. The rubber material is a type of stress ball material.
Okay.
Not just normal rubber.
Okay, so it's kind of spongy material. So,
okay.
So my personal opinion,
There's been some advances in technologically innovative, obviously. But what we need is something that looks like it's from the future, that looks cool, that's different, you know? That's, everyone has a white remote control or a black remote control. You need something cool. Like, titanium is cool, but it's expensive. And maybe it's a bit of overkill for a remote control. Now, the fruit and veg options. People, we go in that direction or we stay totally away from it. Yeah. I mean, the research did come up with fruit and veg, so maybe it is important. Is the up to the interface stuff. So if we stay away from it, you know, stay away from it. But if we're gonna go along with it, then it doesn't necessarily have to be like an apple or something like that, or a kiwi fruit. It can be something like, I say potato peel, but I'm sure you guys have a much cooler idea than I do. So I think cool is the key. A few questions about a spongy remote control. I've never seen one before. I've seen plastic remote controls. I think maybe they were, I don't know, back in the day when they first came up with remote controls, they had a reason for it being sturdy, you know, for being strong and sturdy. So if we want something strong and sturdy, I say stay with plastic or titanium. But if we go with spongy, we can stress that you can drop this as many times as you want. It doesn't matter, spongy material is not going to break, you know. I just don't know how the LED and the lights are going to fit into a spongy material, because it's not going to be completely squeezable. So how do things fit in? And if we are going to use spongy, we can say it's long lasting, you know, and it's damage resistant and stuff like that. So just to summarize, people want stuff that's cool, that looks like it's cool. And if it is cool, then that's a bonus, but it doesn't have to be. People like fruit and veg, we can either go down that alley or stay totally away from it. People like spongy material, if we're going to use spongy material, we have to think of how practical it is and how we can further promote that idea. And also, this was this year, so things change all the time, every year. You know, they always talk about this year, this is the new black, or next year, something else is going to be the new black, and we're stuck with last year's fruit and veg.
Well, I would say that the most you could probably hope for is gaining in years later than most people anyway. You always have to bring out new designs, so if we can get next year, then that's possibly a good place to start anyway. It seems like a lot of the components could be off the shelf, so I don't know exactly what costs would be incurred. I can see your point about the numbered keyband, but I would say that we could probably incorporate it into the memory system if you need to do traversal of a large number of channels. My feeling would be that even if at a later date this was to be taking control of set-top boxes as well, and the use of the LCD and the joystick would probably allow you to manipulate enough channel numbers for you to be...
Actually, if you've got a lot of channels, the numbered keypad can be quite annoying as well, because it's, you know, if you're trying to remember what numbers the discovery channel do.
That's a good point. You can incorporate names into
the app. But if you have a menu structure, then you can subgroup them.
Okay.
So
even news, music, like you do on the Sky Digital.
Yeah.
So what it looks like to me is we'll use a large number of standard components. Say something like lithium-ion battery, the kind that you find in most small handheld devices now. Looks like we're going for a double curve design. I don't know what cost implications there are in that. Looks like we're pretty much decided on some kind of flexible rubber. Well, I have to say, depending on how flexible it is, we might need to have some kind of inner frame.
Yeah. I would say definitely. I mean, the idea of having it sort of articulated, there would be basically two points of articulation, one below and one above the main sort of grip.
Do you think there's any way we could maybe remove the articulation? I can see why it looks appealing, but it could be a weak point in the structure. Do you think that would be a worry of mine?
You're going to fruit and veg, some banana.
I don't think it would be a structural weakness. I mean, if you have a firm substructure, you can then incorporate articulation to that. If you then have a sort of outer skin of flexible, spongy rubber, then you have something that is, you know, very much, you know, organic. I think would look rather cool. I mean, rather cool. I mean, my drawing there doesn't do it justice. It makes it makes it look a little more like a vibration than a remote control. But
yeah, we won't have that functionality. One interesting point is, I don't know how serious you were there, but if we take some of the ideas of a banana, why don't we make the damn thing yellow to incorporate the colour of the logo?
Sure, yeah.
I don't know, it's certainly a different colour from your average.
Make it harder to lose as well.
Yeah, sure. Was there anything in your research?
The noise for when you lose the banana. For when you use the remote control, real quick. It could be like a monkey noise or something like that, rather than a standard beep, beep. You know, you lose the monkey, the banana, you lose the banana, you press a button, and you hear like a monkey screams or something like that to direct you towards the banana.
I think that's something that could perhaps be programmable, though maybe have monkeys to fall.
I was going to talk about the programmable remote control. Now, I think it'd be cool if you had one remote control that can work with all TVs. You know, you click a button and it finds the frequency that works with your particular television.
Mm-hmm.
But why you need to program it like as a standard feature, I don't know.
Well, basically, each manufacturer will have a particular command set that the TV responds to.
Yeah.
It's not simply a matter of frequency. So usually what's done is you have this big booklet full of different possible, you'll have all of them sort of programmed in to the remote, and you'll have this little booklet of codes.
Mm-hmm.
You then find your find your manufacturer and try the different codes that come under that manufacturer's name till you find the right one.
That's because televisions, they don't give the remote control any type of feedback when you send it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So that's quite annoying, and we probably would still have to do that. But if we had some sort of hookup to your computer as an option, then if you've got a computer, you can avoid that rather irritating thing.
An interesting point is that if the person doesn't have a computer, we can still make the process easier, because instead of having to look up codes, maybe we can have it that one of the options they have is that they look up the name of the company on the LCD, and then maybe look up different names of the different actual units that have been produced. Or we have the remote control just go through them until it's like, does this do the correct function and such.
Is it actually a book of names to digits, or is it like a few pages?
Booklet. Some pages.
I'm just thinking, if we were to store this information in some type of mapping, this person probably need to use this feature like once, you know, when they first buy the remote control, or whenever they buy a new television. So once
it doesn't have to be used very often, that's right.
But it's
a nuisance, and it's a nuisance very close to the actually purchasing it. So it's something that you like to be thinking about. And if there's one in the shop that says they can avoid much of that nuisance, you might be favourably inclined towards it.
Okay, this. So it's just to give us a rough idea of what we're meant to do for the next stage. I'm pretty sure that you got that anyway. This was a conceptual one. I think we've covered everything we need to here. I think we've decided on decided on standard items for most of them, rubber and such. So we're now looking at the detailed design and what we need to be doing for the next meeting. So for example, to start at the top, you've got yourself and the industrial and designer going to be working quite closely at this stage, because it'll be hard not to, obviously. Looking for prototyping of some of this description using clay. I suppose you'll be told a lot more about that as progress. The user interface design, they're kind of, it looks like they're, the idea pushed forward so far is maybe more of a physical one there, whereas possibly be more interested in maybe how the LCD is going to incorporate, do you think? Or do you foresee that most of the design decisions still need to be based on physical layout?
I think other than getting a sort of more aesthetically pleasing form for it, most of the sort of layout design decisions are made, I would say. But then again, the menu structure, to a considerable extent, that's going to vary according to the model of television and also any customizations that the user might wish to incorporate. So, one of the nice things about having an LCD and a menu structure is that there is that flexibility to it.
That's very true. Product evaluation as well.
Yes, yeah. Some of these things kind of logically follow the others. How can product evaluation, doesn't that come after actually seeing a prototype?
I think it would be, it'd be more a case of how do you envisage us performing the product evaluation once we have a model to test with.
Oh, that's the, okay, sure.
So it'd be a case of, do you think that just bringing users in to have them test it out, maybe putting a certain number of products into the field in certain places,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose is quite similar, or just kind of hitting the streets and, you know, saying, this is a new remote control, what do you think it'll look at it?
Okay, so
at
this stage we still have no target audience? Or?
I think the target audience is pretty much anybody under the age of, say, maybe 60 or something ludicrous.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that is that we're just looking at a replacement remote control, something that's stylish. So maybe you're narrowing down your target audience simply by saying, if they're buying it that often, or they're maybe looking to replace something, then they've got a bit of free cash, and that puts them potentially in the younger age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even single, just for the reasons of excess cash flow.
Mm.
Although, of course, I mean, at €25, I don't think we're looking at charging a year for the device,
yeah.
as well as the normal bracket. Your idea of the USB, I think, would largely depend on the cost. USB is definitely one of the cheapest interfaces out there, but it might push the cost of the overall unit up, because we require not just the connection, but the chip for communicating with the rest of the system. That one might have to be based on
the USB for which?
The remote control. The idea was that maybe we could connect up for allowing a software interface on the PC for a larger programming, due to the fact that we've gone for such a nice, easy, minimal design normally.
It definitely took in some type of.
But didn't they just say it was just for TV?
It's just for TV, but for
different
programming it to use your TV, you might hook it up to the PC. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking maybe that the additional cost of USB might be prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know unless it would make sense to.
But you're going to need some type of flash memory or something. Well, something that doesn't. You wouldn't have to redo the whole thing once the batteries are changed.
Yeah, I think it would need to have. It would need to have some sort of onboard memory anyway. For one thing, I do think the menu system should be, although you know it's not going to be terribly complicated, it's just controlling one device, the menu system ought to be customizable and
different languages and different skins and stuff like
How you want, say, the menu structure for flicking through channels, if you've got lots of channels.
Sure. If it was customizable as in different languages and stuff, that does open. It is supposed to be international, right? So
it would make sense to.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense.
It would save them. And we better be careful about the time as well.
Okay.
We've already had a 5 minute warning, so I would say yeah. International would make sense. We're gonna look at product evaluation. I better start writing up a hell of a lot of crap. We're gonna look a bit more at the kind of the physical makeup. Looks like we're going to need a maybe a kind of prototyping way. We'll see how that goes.
We're going to be supplied with the clay. Where is the clay?
So, I think we've got an idea of where we need to go for the next meeting, would you say?
Yeah.
Or is it going with the fashion thing? Like
the fruit and veg.
Which is a spongy over.
Yeah, I would say that would be my.
I think I'd large one to. Actually, I'd steer clear of the whole sort of fruit and veg thing. but the spongy idea, I like it a lot.
You seem to have quite a general consensus that the idea of the real rubber could be quite.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine about having sort of bright yellow, and it's kind of yellow, though maybe we could have options for colours as well. And again, it has the advantage of being harder to lose.
Sure. I mean, we are trying to promote a remote control, but we want to keep the company brand as well.
So we always need to remember it's somewhere we're meant to be getting the slogan on. Possibly, I'm not sure, but I'm seeing a little bit of space around maybe the joystick area which could be used.
Yeah. Like I said before, I think we should have the RR on the top function button.
Okay, and I think that says it all, really.
I think so too.
Right, see everybody in a half hour.